A Lafayette man was killed Saturday evening in a motorcycle accident in Chattooga County. According to the Chattooga County Coroner's Office, 39-year-old James Cody Penland of Lafayette died after his motorcycle left Shinbone Valley Road in the Menlo area and struck a tree. The crash was discovered by a passerby just after 6 o'clock Saturday evening. Officials say no other vehicles are believed to be involved. The Georgia State Patrol is investigating. Georgia drivers will continue getting relief at the pump through Memorial Day weekend. Governor Brian Kemp signed an executive order extending the state's gas tax suspension for another 2 weeks from May the 20th through June 3rd. The move follows the current suspension that was set to expire on May the 19th. Georgia's gas tax, normally a little over 33 cents per gallon for gasoline, just over 37 cents for diesel. And just a reminder, tomorrow is Election Day in Walker County. You must vote tomorrow at your assigned precinct. Walker County Board of Education meets tonight at 6 at the Department of Education building in Lafayette. Board members will recognize the Bank of Lafayette, Naomi Elementary School, and students from Lafayette High School involved in the FFA and CTI programs. Board will also consider several contracts and agreements involving student services, athletic trainers, and after-school programs. We've got more news right after this. The Georgia Yellow Dot program is helping first responders access important medical information during emergencies. Participants place a yellow folder with medical details, emergency contacts, and medications in their glove box, along with yellow stickers on the driver's side of the rear window. This is a free program, and it's helpful for seniors, but anyone with medical conditions or allergies is eligible to participate in it. You can learn more about this through the Georgia Department of Public Health's website. Details on these stories on our website at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 and Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.